Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ragtag, blowing off swishes, whole trunk knocking, got 15 kickers, rest in peace, Pimp C, I'm a styrofoam sipper, all spooned up my cup, muddy like a river, check out my juice, boy, I'm colder than a blizzard, making magic on a track, you can say that I'm a wizard, the bass in my truck is shaking all the mirrors, 22 and shine, yeah, they shining like glitter, clean the thing in the parking lot of club when I'm pulling up. TVs in the headrest, and I ain't got a fold of mine. Peace be my passenger. And I got a rolling nose, and I'ma let the beat beat to the subwoofer buck.
First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall, then I let my
screen
fall. V12, I don't think you won't race it. Paint so wet that you probably won't taste it. Pass by the second line, all the girls chasing. I just got the dudes watching, all they ain't shaking. I never been basic, gave my grill a whole face. Yeah. Then he got a nose job, clutching it with no crowd. Flow masters in the pipes, making so loud. Jump guard behind the wheel, street so wild.
First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall.
What up? It's OFL After Dark. You got the commish here on this early Sunday morning. I guess it is if you're on the east. Probably like 9 if you're on the west. Anyways, we're going to take some callers. Let's see. What do we got going on? We got the brand new Group 5 Single League. It's over halfway full, but there's still some spots in there. A lot of people telling me they're going to join. Make sure you join. Let's get that started. Definitely want to kick off within the next couple of days. So, at the very least, this weekend. So, for all the people telling me they're going to join, let's get it going, man. Also, in the tournament scene, the OFL tournament series, in Long Beach 32, I know a lot of you guys participated. Durex defeated Kibbles and Vicks about an hour ago, 21-7, and last night, Buck Sweep beat Volcano on the last minute drive and won 21-17. So you got Durex playing Buck Sweep in the Long Beach 32 Championship for 159. That's gonna go on sometime tomorrow. So maybe one of them will broadcast it. In the first Fast Four tournament we did tonight, Buck Sweep and Assassin are in the championship. They're gonna play tomorrow also. And then we also have the brand new Tombstone 32 tournament. It's filling up really fast, so if you're planning on getting in it, it's $9. Winner takes home $200. Sign up as soon as possible so you don't get left out. That one's going fast. And then we started another Fast Four tonight, and we're just waiting on RVA Furminator to play Durex, I believe, and then the winner is going to take on VX Assassin because Assassin did defeat Redemption 315 earlier. So a lot of stuff going on for sure. All the leagues are looking really good, people playing their games, so things are good right now. We are trying to grow. That's why we have the $13 league. Please tell your friends. We're trying to get some new members. We got some big things in store down the road, but we need members to make sure it's worthwhile. But let's go right to the phone lines right now. We got a 318 area code, 318. You're now live with the commish here on OFL After Dark. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with?
This is Hitman Big Ray.
Hitman Big Ray, straight out of Alexandria, Louisiana. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
Not bad. Thanks for asking. Just talking a little bit about the leagues and tournaments. Let's go right in. I know a lot of people are big fans of Hitman Big Ray, but they don't get to hear you on the radio too much. I know you're busy with work and family a lot, so you don't get a chance to call in. But let's go right into your multiple season team. Who do you have in Group 1 multiple?
I have the Bengals.
Now, you're stuck in a really tough division there with D-Knox 21, Crack Action, and Chillin'. And you came in halfway through. If the day one members out there remember, the whole Dubs Kingdom 32 situation when he was an asshole and dropped all his team, all his players, and the Bengals were a complete disaster. Well, Hitman's the guy that took over for that. So fill us in. How, a couple months later, how's the Bengals looking? Talk a little bit about all the struggles you've had to deal with because of Dubs, and what direction are you headed in?
Oh, yeah, man. My team was really, really bad. I had to put them together, but now we're looking okay. I'm 2-2. I beat D-Knox last advance, and I just lost the redemption this advance, and well, I got to play Chillin' next advance. So, whew, my man, my division is tough. Oh,
yeah,
man.
It does not get easy for you, or for anybody, for that matter, but. That division is rock solid. The one season I remember, three out of those, pretty much everybody but you or Dubs. I don't know who was in control. It might have been the first season you took over, but all three of them made the playoffs. So it shows how strong that division is. But who do you even have on this Cincinnati team? Because it's got to look completely different than when Dubs had a team. Because what people don't realize, when somebody drops. Yeah, we got all your players back, but they only the game only allows to sign for a 1-year contract. So I'm sure a lot of them left, and your salary was messed up. So who do you have on this team?
Oh man, my salary was horrible, and a lot of people didn't want to re-sign with me. So I had to pick up some free agents, make some trades. I got a wide receiver, AJ Green. I traded 2 first round draft picks for him, and it's working out. Let me tell you that. And I got
nice.
I got Corey Wood, cornerback, pretty nice. And I got some I got Geno Atkins. He on the trade back, by the way, if anybody wants him. I got a couple
you heard
pieces
it here first.
I got a couple pieces that I just need to work with. I got Ryan Tannehill as quarterback. Big Ben got hurt playing my TBG associate, J.J. Mills. He took him out, but I still love him. But we trying to make something shake in this division. It's still open for grabs. I just need to beat Chiller next week.
Oh yeah, yeah. You sound like you're turning around. Also, it's you're a really interesting member in this league. You actually never really got into Madden until this year when Freddy Krueger kind of showed you stopped over at his house or something. He told me you saw the game on his TV, and you wanted to get into it because you're more of a 2K player, correct? Or were a 2K player.
Yes, I was a 2K player. There's I ain't too much play Madden. I see Freddie play it all the time, and he'll like to play me just to practice and beat the hell out of me all the time. So I just kind of got tired of that. So I had to get better. I don't like losing, and I just practice with him. I can beat him sometimes, but most of the time he still got me.
Oh, yeah, but the tide is changing for the Battle of Alexandria, which, ironically, the battle you are going to be playing, Freddy Krueger, for everyone out there that doesn't know, for the Battle of Alexandria tomorrow, or actually later today, Sunday,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to make it happen. I'm going to try to give him a run for his money. We're going to see how it goes.
Yeah, the spread came in from Buck. I texted him earlier, and John Campbell Buck said, you're actually a 2-point underdog in that game, so that's not a big spread. So you've come a long way. So we'll see what happens on that one. What do you expect Freddie's going to come out looking like? You think he's going to be in the spread offense? You think he's going to try to run it down your throat? What do you think is going to come from
him? He got Jamal Charles. He's going to try to run it down my throat.
Oh, he has Jamal Charles.
Heard the thing about
okay.
that. Oh yeah. Yeah, DeMar Charles leading the division and running. So I know what he's coming out with, so I'm going to try to stop it.
Now, earlier you used the word getting certain pieces for your team, and for some reason one of my brain waves fired a certain way when I heard the word pieces, and it made me think of those pieces of chicken that that Freddie had posted out there on the internet, on the Glip chat the other day or yesterday. And I looked into it a little bit. He tells me that's your spot. What's going on with these chicken wings?
Oh, man. It's right down the street from where we live at. They sell them for $9 for 14 wings and a whole bunch of fries. So let's just say we hit that up pretty much regularly.
What's the name of the place? Is it a chain or just a local spot?
Oh, just a lot. Most of the stuff, you know, we find is like a little diamond in the rough. It's a little local spot. People just trying to make mm-hmm. money. They can cook pretty well. They call it Rainy's.
Oh, yeah. And that's the truth. And that's something, you know, we kind of are in that mix, too, to kind of stay small, you know, that mom-and-pop business and be more interconnected or try to become more of a chain type thing. Not really as a chain, but getting bigger like that. Because, you know, we want to grow and we want to do more, but we got to find that happy medium, I think. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. So, like, we got some good players. Like, I've learned so much from just group chatting with people, and they just showing me different stuff and improve my game so much, you know. So we got good players, and I don't want to get too many, just have too many people, you know, not playing their game, don't want to schedule. So I do the people we got now, they do what they had to do, and I like it. I just hope we get more of them.
Uh-huh. Now, talking about more players and all that, you're part of the some of the teams is now forming because we're getting ready for some team tournaments coming up here in the springtime. But you're part of TBG, Team Bounty Gate. There's a lot of good players on there. Redemption, I think, is the head of it. Him and Freddy Krueger, I think, are the leaders. Then you have you got the Great 8684. So you got a lot of guys out of Alexandria, Louisiana representing. Then you also have Green Boy, another guy from there. Bad to Chad Jackson from Omaha.
Yeah.
You have Pro Sports, a young guy out of the Macomb, Detroit area. Younger kid, one of the youngest members, maybe the youngest. Really bright future tournament type player. Then you have the co-head of the Players Union, OFL now, Jay Mills. And that's a rock-solid team right there. And then Freddie goes out and signs two surprise pickups and really takes Team Bounty Gate to a whole nother level with Mr. Dietze. He's up north somewhere. I think he's like Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken, up that way. Real nice player, real quiet guy, but real solid on the sticks. And then the big pickup, currently ranked number 2, I believe, in the OFL Now Power Rankings is Slay Island 9XX. That's a big surprise and a really big acquisition.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait to land with him. When I heard it, I was like, oh, yeah, you're going to teach me some things. TBD all the way, baby.
Oh, yeah, yep. Team is looking solid. So we're just kind of working out the details before we get the team tournaments going and all that. But let's go ahead and bring in another caller. We've had a caller on hold this whole time. I apologize, 412. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with?
Big X, Small X, Snake Eyes, 45.
Snake Eyes, you're now live on the air with the commish here, and we got a new caller from Alexandria, Louisiana, Hitman Big Ray, also a really, really solid player on the sticks, also just like DC, really improving, came from 2K. Now I don't want to speak for Hitman, but at the same time, I think I'm correct saying you spend the majority of your gaming now on Madden, correct?
Oh, definitely. That's all I play. I'm trying to get better.
Mm-hmm. Do you see, to me, I look at Madden as a game that covers a lot more ages, I guess. More, you see a lot more, like me, I'm in my 30s. You see a lot of older guys playing Madden compared to 2K. Do you notice that same thing?
Oh, definitely. Most of the time I play 2K, I hear some young kid on the chat. I was like, oh, wow. But, man, it's different ages. I like that. Most of the people older got more respect. And I deal with a lot of nines.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Snake Eyes, have you ever played 2K?
Yeah, I play a little bit on my spare time.
And do you notice that, too? It's more older guys playing Madden? Not just older guys, but there are more older guys in Madden.
The oldest guys that I know of is 37.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Snake Eyes, you had an incident today. You were live broadcasting for the community. I clicked on it on Glip there and watched, and you're playing Redemption 315, a member of Team Bounty Gate alongside of Hitman here. You had an unfortunate incident. Why don't you tell all the listeners out there what happened and how you feel about it and how we can improve this situation?
Basically, all that I can say is I was trying to switch my quarterback, and it was like a half a minute after, it's saying, please wait, and then half a minute, like 30 seconds after that, it's saying, connection has been lost from your peer. So, I mean, I don't know what happened after that. And then we replayed it, and then I only lost by 3 points.
Mm-hmm. But you were a little upset about the whole scenario, right?
Yeah, I mean, in general, I thought that he was quitting.
But why would he quit if he was up 14?
Huh?
Why would he quit if he was up 14 points?
I don't know. Maybe it was, I don't know. It might have been because of the connection or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know what I mean, Hitman? Most people that quit purposely are losing. They're not winning by two possessions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. But, you know, connection problems, it happened to all of us.
Mm-hmm. It's the downfall.
Yes.
It's the downfall of online gaming. Online gaming is great. It's only gotten better over the years, but it's one thing that's an issue and probably will continue to be one. But, yeah, so that's that. Now, Snake, did you have any questions? I know you talked about maybe wanting to try to host the show. Do a little trial run here. Why don't you take over and you can ask Hitman some questions and ask me some questions and just kind of take over the show for the last 10 minutes there, Snake?
What you got, Snake?
What did you watch it as kids?
G.I. Joe.
Same here, definitely.
Snake, if you're the host, you got to host the show, buddy.
I mean, like, what was, like, the other favorite thing?
I like the DBZ Dragon Ball Z. That was my favorite.
But as you got older, like, what was your other favorite shows?
Alf.
I like the DBZ, but when I got a little older, I would say Naruto, Uzumaki. That was my shit right there. Some Bleach. That was pretty good. They just don't make them like they used to, I tell you. But, yeah, I just kind of fell off watching stuff like that. I watch Blacklist. That's my favorite show right now. It's great. People need to tune in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I used to like that show, Alf. Remember Alf? The little, like, alien thing.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. I used to watch the Cosbys a lot growing up, but I don't know, man. That Bill Cosby be doing some crazy shit lately, I guess. He's going to get himself in trouble.
Oh, yeah. He's going to hit him hard. I think it's starting to really catch up to him. I mean, you do anything like that, it eventually come out, especially these days.
I hope it's not true, but man, people coming out of the woodwork.
Oh man, it's so much. First, when it first started coming out, I thought, okay, maybe no, I don't know. It sounds suspicious, but I think it ranked what 20, 25 past one. Oh man, one of them got to be true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh man,
I was listening to Howard Stern not too long ago, and he had brought on, I think her name's like Janice Dixon or something. She's like model or Playboy Bunny or something. I don't know. And they played like, she had wrote a book like 10 or 15 years ago. And from that show, like, they had her on, and she was talking about Bill Cosby being, like, sick and something and blah, blah, blah. And they had played it, like, a couple weeks ago, like, her interview from 10 or 15 years ago with her saying that. So that's that made me actually really think it was true because, you know what I mean, she was saying it 10 or 15 years ago, not coming out,
definitely.
Like, all it. So, but, you know, that's... I really hope that's not true. I like Bill Cosby. But, you know, a lot of those things happen in life, man. People are successful and people don't want to believe it and they can get away with it for a long time. But like you said, today's world, it makes it a lot harder.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I like the Bill Cosby as well, but kind of sick in the mind, you ask me. I don't got time for that. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It even happens in family members.
Yeah.
What was that, Snake?
I said sometimes it even happens in some family members that you wouldn't even think of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You hear it all the time in the news.
Yeah.
Snake, next question, buddy.
What's your favorite team?
Oh, Pittsburgh
Eagles,
Steelers.
Man. What?
Oh,
Steelers?
Yes, I love. Oh, yeah. Saints is my second, but I'm black and yellow.
Really? Are there a lot of Steelers fans in Louisiana?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm probably one in a million. I get a lot of slack for that, but when we play Saints, I hope we bury them.
Hey, but I'm up in Pittsburgh, and I don't got to worry about that. Do you think they're going to re-sign Big Ben?
Well, to be honest with you, he kind of pissed me off this last season. And in 1 week, I loved him. Next week, I need to retire. That's how I felt about him. So, you know, I think we need to re-sign him because we don't got nothing better. But, hey, hope we can do better.
How's
than
your
last
backup?
Oh, he's okay, you know. He ain't
That's
talking
really
about nothing.
Funny, Greg.
Well, I'm talking about that guy from Oklahoma, the young guy, Landry Jones.
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about. Like, he's 50-50, but he needs to get better.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, the one thing is you got a lot of championships over there.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can say.
I'm trying to tell people, like, they're always going to get back to that.
It's my hope. It's my hope. That's a league of passing. We still old. We're getting too old in the league of passing, and not this defense need to get a lot younger.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. But you got some playmakers that you don't see the Steelers really going after a lot. It seems like these last couple of seasons they've gotten some playmakers like Martavius Bryant, or the Dre Archer or somebody in there. There's a lot of speed they're acquiring on their offense, which – Ryan Shazier on defense, yeah. It's kind of a different change of course for the
look.
Steelers.
It really is. It's a whole different look.
Yeah, definitely. They're trying to get younger and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like they're trying to listen now. That's what it is. Because they let go, like Mike Wallace, a key offensive player, they didn't want to pay him. I mean, it pissed me off. Management.
But I mean, like right now, I think it's a better choice because look what we got in return. But, I mean, it took us a while, but, I mean, we're back to where we used to be.
Yeah, you're right, because we had a chance to do some good things in the playoffs, but them damn Ravens, man, ain't... Oh, man, I hate them.
They hate you, too, trust me.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. But, man...
I got an uncle that lives down there and some cousins and, you know, crack action in the league. He's from Baltimore. He's a big Baltimore fan. And they don't speak nice about the Steelers.
Nah, they sure don't. I got a cousin in Baltimore, and let's just say we don't get along on game day.
Yeah, the thing is, though, almost I'd say 8 or 9 out of 10 times you tune into a Ravens-Steelers game, you know it's going to be a one-possession game.
Oh, yeah. Regardless of each team have an up and down season, it's going to be a last possession game.
And Flacco played well this year.
What'd you say, Snake?
I said that we always had the Brownies number, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. You know, they're getting better, but still, yeah.
It's like they can't find that one good player to stop us.
Yeah, they need a quarterback. I just hope they don't get it.
I saw they were trying to trade for Sam Bradford.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would trade for him. He's just injury-prone, but he's a good quarterback.
I agree with you, man.
I mean,
he is good.
I would still stay with Johnny. What's your favorite defensive player, guys?
Troy Polamalu.
I thought it
was Brian Dawkins, but then he retired. So, favorite defensive player? I guess Fletcher Cox. For me.
I'd say J.J. Watt and Clowney.
Well, J.J. Watt, he is exciting to watch. I'll give you that. Yeah, he could have won MVP this year, but they didn't want to give it to him. Always a quarterback.
What's your favorite offensive player, guys?
Mine is Andre Brown.
What do you have? Favorite offensive player, LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
McCoy.
Other than your other team.
Oh, other than my team.
About
that.
Like in the fantasy child, you have to use other people.
Hey, Andrew Luck, right now. I really like Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I would want Aaron Rodgers to be on my team. I would love that. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, now I think
he's
getting a little... But, I mean, they do got a pretty powered offense.
Yeah. Or Lynch. Oh, I would love him. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's this way. You can call him, come over.
Yeah. He seems like he'd be a perfect fit in Steelers. That just reminds you of Bettis.
Oh, yo, definitely. That's what I was thinking of.
You miss those days, don't you? Because you always knew you had 3rd-and-1.
Oh, yeah. He was getting the bus for taking it there.
Yeah, but I think that last Super Bowl that we won, we barely got it.
Oh, man. I was up and down that game. The Fitzgerald.
Man,
oh.
I was like, say, I wish we had Joe Bettis right now. What's your favorite special teams player?
Oh, that's a tough one right there. I'm still Hester, even though he getting old. But I'm still with him. I just think something's going to happen.
Special teams player. Well, I guess I don't know, man. I can still remember my favorite special teams play when DeSean Jackson took that touchdown back against the Giants win the game.
You
I remember
the punt that.
Yeah, the punt return from about the 50. Yeah.
I think.
But fuck
the
him, man. Fuck that asshole.
We're talking about DeSean.
Yeah, fuck him. Shit. He's now my most hated player, but that was my favorite special teams play. But, hey, guys, we're out of time. Thanks for hosting the show tonight, Snake Eyes. Thanks for calling in, Hitman. So we'll be back on the air Monday. Get your games in, guys. All leagues advance Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern. And sign up for that Tombstone 32, $9, win $200. Peace.
TBG.